All right, guys, happy new year. And I know it's been a while since I've posted an episode, but end of year always gets kind of crazy. But today episode, we are going to do the Q4 update and I guess the year end update as well for Theta Engine. This is probably going to be the last regular quarterly update. And I say regular because I think if there's something interesting that comes out in the future or some kind of new I want to talk about, I'll probably do another one of these episodes. But I think with the way this year has gone, I've been doing these quarterly updates since basically the beginning, starting with Q1 of 2022. And I think basically there's everything that needs to be said has been said. I've always... the reason I do these updates and I post the trade logs and do the longitudinal study is I've always wanted to kind of lead by example and show how I have such conviction in the strategy. And, I've talked through what my thoughts were at the time, looked at what the markets did, what the strategy did, and kind of just give some high level overview. So, if you're new to this show, this podcast, the strategy, I think it would be really good to go back through and, starting with episode 56, which was the original Q1 update for Theta Engine. And this was a really good, the timing was good because 2022 obviously was not a great year. We were negative for Theta Engine and then market finally bounced late 2022 Q3 and it just kind of ripped, and 2023 was a great year. So having these 8 episodes and being able to look back at what the market did, I think will give you a really good feel for what to expect if you decide to, run this strategy yourself. So with that said, I am going to be referring to the longitudinal study and trade logs at the Theta Engine page. So as always, you can find that. There's a link from the TradeBusters trading page. It's www.thetradebusters.com. which will bring you to the TradeBusters, main Google Sheet page. On the welcome tab along the left hand side, you will see the link for the Theta Engine page. Once you go there, the number of tabs, there is the TE trade log and longitudinal study, and then there is a 2023 trade log. Now, since 2023 is over, I kind of moved it to the back, so you might have to scroll a bit if you don't see it on your screen. So firstly, in 2023, if we look at the trade log, we had 262 closed trades. Now, I know if you're placing a trade every day, you should only have about 252 trades, but there's some clustering. Remember, this is a closed trade log, so there may have been some holdover trades from late December of 21 that got, sorry, from 22 that closed in 23, for instance. And so at 262 trades, we had a win rate of 94.7%. That's 248 wins, with a live PCR of 45.6% compared to a theoretical PCR of 46.2%. So it's very close. Look at the average win size is 0.6 as expected. Average loss size 2.02. So I don't think there were really any large gaps this year or last year. Let me take a look real quick at the stops to see if there's anything significantly over 2. There was one loss on March 13th of 2023. That was a 2.18. That might have been slippage. That might have been just a gap. Other than that, all of the losses filled extremely close to the target. All right. So again, for people talking about slippage and do stops work, the execution was extremely clean, and I'm trading SPY, so that's not a surprise. So 2.02 average loss multiple when the target is to exit at 2x loss. Now, if we head over to the longitudinal study, as always, I'm going to set this at 15% return target. Not saying that this is what you should do, but I've been keeping consistently here just so we have something to benchmark and something consistent. We can kind of talk about the numbers. I set the assumed PCR at 27%. So if you look at the return for 2023, SPX had a return of 24.6%. Now, this is not exact. This is just based on, because this is a closed log. So that was from like whenever the last trade closed at the end of December of 2022 to December 28th of 2023, because that was the last closed trade. But, you know, it'll get you close enough. 24.6 return. TE had 30.5 and 45.3% PCR, as we had already, we already said earlier, I guess, on the longitudinal study with the dynamic credit targeting, it's a little bit different, 45.3, but you know, it's close enough. So what that means is that at a 15% return target, obviously the PCR of 45.3 is well over the target of 27, and that explains why the return was well over your target of 15%. And I've said in the past, this is to be expected, right? This is not a strategy. I wouldn't consider this an income strategy unless you're okay with kind of budgeting and okay with the inconsistencies and keeping, you know, any wins that are above target to pay for those years that are going to be down, because 2022 was down, right? So in 2022, it was negative 7.8% return, right? So that was, you know, negative 50% of your target in 2022, but then it all came back in 2023. The CAGR was 14.9% for Theta Engine relative to SPX with a CAGR of 9.1. Max drawdown of 14.7 relative to SPX with a max drawdown of 25.2%. Now, I want to point out that the Incel E6, this shows you the total PCR across the entire study. And just as a reminder, this study was started from the first closed trade was, where's the date here? December 12th, 2020. So this has been running for 3 full years plus a month and a half. And the global or total PCR of 26.2, which is very close to the target of 27. And I want to stress that this also makes me feel very confident about the strategy, because with a, you know, originally, you know, if you see the back test, there is a back test on this page, which is the optional mega longitudinal study, which is the next tab over. That was from 2013 on. So that's, and I don't know where I ended the data whenever I ran that test, but that was for 10 years worth of data. So having that PCR of 10 years of data, that's good, right? That's a lot of samples. But with this live study with, you know, just over 3 years, and you throw in 1 year in there that's negative PCR, right? 2022 had, you know, 3 book wipes. This is, I think, really good. Now, this is not to say you're always going to be in that consistent 26, 27% or be on target, because clearly you're not. And there's going to be sequencing risk. So if you start in 2022, you didn't do well. Actually, I'm kind of curious if we just take an arithmetic average of 20. If we take 2023 was 30.5% and just average with the negative 7.8 of 2022, you get, the PCR 2023 was 45, 2022 was negative 16. So if we just average those two, you get, I'm trying to just see what the number here is. Google's not showing me the number. I'll just run on my calculator real quick. Minus 16, you get 14.6. So again, that shows you with a good year and a bad year back to back, right? You're still going to be kind of under your target, but it was because 2021 was so good. Anyways, so long-term results, I think I'm very comfortable with. And that's another reason why I think with the way last year and this year went, this was kind of a nice place to just kind of leave this quarterly update series and kind of wrap it with a bow. And in the future, I'll update if there's something interesting or new development with the strategy. Now, let's just take a real quick look at what happened in Q4. So probably not going to be anything surprising here. Let me scroll through the log real quick to see if there was any stops. So October. So we had a cluster of stops late October. So if we go to a chart of SPX, this is what I usually do on these episodes, so you should be familiar with this. I'll bring up a chart of the VIX as well, the VIX. So from the end of September, September 29th, 2023, there was a brief rally of 1.62% to mid-October, October 11th. Then there was a pretty fast, from that peak, we had a 6% drop from October 11th to October 27th. So, you know, a little over, actually less than a week, a little over 2 weeks. And we ended up with, let's see here, how many stops? We had a cluster of stops, 13 stops on October 20. Let's see here, September ended with two stops. Okay, so there was actually a split here. We had a couple stops early October, but the late October cluster, we had nine of them. So nine, the book size there probably was around, I think it got as high as 30-ish. So, you know, let's say we lost about a third of the book, right? A one-third book wipe. So a little scary, but again, this was a very fast drop, right? From October, in fact, from the 17th to the 27th, 10 days. 5.85% drop in the market. Let's see what the VIX did from the 17th to the 27th of October. So if we look at the VIX, October 17th to October 27th. So October 17th, VIX was 17.88. Then on the 27th, it rallied 3 points. It rallied 18.9%, so 20% spike almost in the VIX in those 10 days. It ended at 21.27, right? That was the peak, right, when the market bottomed. And so that's enough to kind of knock out a third of your book. But as we know, from that point on, the rest of the year, essentially from the October 27th bottom, the market had a crazy rally, and 14.3%. If we go to the end of December, December 29th, 16%, 15.85 from October 27th through December 29th, right? So just about 2 months, had a 16% rally. So what the strategy did from that point on should not be very surprising. If we look at the trade log, right, we had the cluster of stops, the one-third book wipe on October 27th. We started hitting profit targets on November 2nd. And the interesting thing here is, if we look at these trades, I see some old trades. So I see one trade close on November 2nd that originally had been open in August 29th. So that was in trade for 65 days. And I suspect that was one of those trades where, because the market started going down, it grinded down a bit, probably came close to being stopped. We had a brief rally. So it probably got some relief, and then it probably came close to a stop in late October, but didn't. And then it was so decayed by late October, early November, that as soon as the market rallied, all of that vol crushed. You know, so that trade came off again at 65 days. And it was only an 80 DTE trade. So it was 15 days to expiry when that one came off. Now, looking through here, we had a ton of profit takes November 2nd, November 3rd. And I see a trade here that closed in 4 days. And I suspect this probably was put on late October. Yes, it was put on October 30th. Right. So there was a trade put on October 30th that came off in 4 days. It came off on November 3rd. See what happened from that. October 30th to November 3rd. Yeah, 4.6% rally of SPX. And I'm assuming VIX got crushed. Yeah, October 30th to November 3rd, 24% drop in VIX. So again, nothing really surprising here. And from there on, we continue to have, so there was a huge wave. November 3rd had 13 profit takes. Then we had a few on November 6th, November 7th, November 8th. And honestly, from this point on, it was pretty regular, right? That was a huge cluster of profit takes because all those positions built up just all got squeezed when the market reversed. And from there on, November 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 13th, 14th, these dates I'm reading, these are dates of profit takes. Not necessarily one a day. Sometimes there was more. 15th, 21st, 22nd, 27th, 28th, right? to the 29th. So a huge, everything came off in November. And then, let's see, by the end of November, this is getting close to, because there's a huge rally. In December itself, it's still, market was up, but, you know, not as much. So from November 29th to December 29th, 4.8%. So that took about, you know, 1 month for that last 5% of that 15-16% rally. So the market was basically grinding up. And it shows because the next batch of profit takes was starting in mid-November. Mid-December. So from mid-December, we were kind of regularly hitting profits every few days through the end of the year. So that first few, there was three on December 11th. And we look at these entry dates, it makes sense. We had entries on November 14th, 15th, and 16th that all came off on December 11th. Right around, now this is interesting, 25, 26, 27 days in trade, right? Because that's the average, right? We know the average, I think in the past. Now, last year was a little high. I think the last year, the average days in trade ended up being 28.3. So historically, I've said the average is like 27.6. So it's a little bit higher, which makes sense because we did have those moments this year where the market kind of grinded down. You build up the book size. It took a long time for some of those positions to come off. But again, it's interesting because if I look at the days in trade for all those profit takes in December, I'm just going to average these up. Average of 21. That just makes sense because the last month of the year, the market was kind of just continually grinding. So on average, you're able to get these trades off pretty quickly. So yeah, not really anything interesting because after October, it's just all profit takes, 100% winners through the end of the year, which again, if you look at what the market did, not really anything unexpected. So with that, we've kind of reviewed what the market did and why the strategy did what it did. So again, just a quick recap before we wrap. You know, we talked about the annual stats for Theta Engine. We talked about kind of what the strategy did over the last 2 years. And in each of these episodes, for those who, you know, if this is the first time you're listening to this or have only caught a few in the past, I like to do these because I want to kind of walk through, not in real time, but like blow by blow of when the market does something, what the strategy did, what my thoughts are. And I did this each quarter for the last 8 quarters, right, from 2022 through 2023. So there's 2 full years. You've got the live trade logs. You've got the longitudinal study. You've got these episodes. So, you know, because, yes, I've done episodes on the mechanics of the strategy and the principles behind it. But I think going through this 2-year-long case study will really hopefully give you a better intuitive sense of what to expect out of this strategy. And with that, you know, I hope you guys have enjoyed kind of following me on this journey the last couple of years. You know, obviously I've been training Theta Engine or variants longer than that, but really documenting everything and kind of taking you through the blow by blow. So hopefully this has been helpful and will give you some, you know, conviction to either run the strategy or give you some ideas on, you know, how training these kind of strategies can do. So with that, let's leave it there. As always, if you guys enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. You can also visit my trading page at www.thetradebusters.com, where you'll find all of the strategy mechanics and trade logs, various essays I've written, and other podcasts that I recommend. Finally, you can follow me on Twitter at TheTradeBuster. That's it for today. Thank you all for listening, and I will see you guys next time.